Hi, this is the Personal Synthesis podcast. Today we are talking about interest. With me is Dr. Nash Popovic, the creator of Personal Synthesis. Nash, can you tell us something more about today's subject?
Well, I can, but I want to ask you first, are you bored?
I'm rarely bored.
Rarely bored.
And I'm thinking I would like to be bored more.
Yeah, that's because you're very busy, right?
Yes. Exactly.
So when you find yourself in a particular situation, maybe queuing or doing something, waiting for a traffic light to change or waiting for the lift or something like that, do you feel boredom in these situations?
I used to, but now when I'm sitting in a line in the store or something like that, I put my headphones and I listen to something connected to my work or some podcast.
Yeah, you asked me earlier on what this topic is all about. Well, it's about being more in charge of getting interested or being interested in things around us. That inevitably means that we need to talk about its counterpart, boredom, and how to deal with boredom.
Boredom is a fascinating topic.
Some scholars think that
boredom drives many of our actions.
One philosopher said that it is even the cause of wars. Maybe he was joking about that, but certainly boredom has a huge effect on our lives. And we think nowadays that because of mobile phones and so on, as you mentioned, it is so easy to get rid of boredom and to find something to entertain you. But this, in fact, very often just masks boredom. It doesn't deal with boredom. It just masks boredom. So it's worthwhile considering in more detail how we can be truly more in charge of that sense of boredom. The reason why I'm saying that, because even if, as you mentioned, a lot of people nowadays use social media to deal with boring situation or something like that, but the long-term results is that they're less and less resilient to the situation that may cause them to feel bored, know less and less how to use their own abilities and capacities and skills to deal with boredom, with the net results of feeling prevailing sense of boredom. You don't necessarily feel any more bored in particular situation, but a lot of people nowadays experience boredom overall, like that kind of life becomes boring. And that's because they're not developing that capacity to get interested, to engage with life in a better way. So let's start with talking about when we get bored. Generally speaking, we are bored because nothing is happening. And as you said, Bobby, this is not what you suffer from. Right now, a lot of things are happening in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes I wish nothing is happening.
Right. Okay. But there is another set of situations when we get bored. Sometimes we get bored because of what is happening. We feel that a particular task that we need to do, or a movie or lecture, conversation or activity is boring. Bobby, how do you feel about filling in your tax return? Do you enjoy that? Is that
very
interesting?
Boring. No, very boring. I mean, some things are so boring, but you have to do them. And I don't know, I think it's easier when you know that you must do something boring. I think it gets easier.
It gets easier if you feel that you have to do something. However, if you're doing something and at the same time you are experiencing and you're saying to yourself, oh, this is so boring, this is so boring, that creates an internal conflict. And internal conflict leads to making more mistakes. The task may take longer because you have to come back and correct those mistakes, things like that. So later on in this podcast, we will be talking how we can address that. No. But let's first of all talk a little bit about what we can do if we feel that nothing is happening. You mentioned already that we can take out a mobile phone or a tablet or computer or turn on TV. However, as I mentioned, if this becomes a habit, it narrows your options and it gets harder to beat boredom in this way. And I don't know if it ever happened to you, but let's say one evening you're bored or something like that, you go on social media and you spend maybe an hour browsing to Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever. And after that, you feel even more bored, or you feel that you wasted your time, you feel empty. Does that ever happen to you, or you always find something that is fulfilling?
Rarely, because like I said in one of our previous sessions, I have rich imagination. So when I leave my mobile phone, I start thinking or fantasizing about something. I think there is a difference between my generation and yours that used to live without mobile phones and social media.
Yeah, indeed.
And still know how to fill our time without social media. I don't know if younger generations are so good in that.
Well, I would be surprised if they were, because anything needs to be exercised. And if you don't exercise your imagination and so on, you're not going to be very proficient in that.
Yep.
So in some ways, you're right. When I was young, there wasn't anything else but the TV. And very often we had a restricted amount of time that we can spend in front of the TV. So you're forced to use your internal mechanisms and to use your internal social media and create your own TikTok clips in your mind to entertain yourself. But that capacity can be lost if you don't exercise. So it's really important, as we need to exercise our physical muscles, to exercise our mental muscles too. The other thing that we may want to do is to learn to enjoy doing nothing. I mean, there are situations when doing nothing is okay, like sunbathing or meditating or sleeping, or my favorite, cloud spotting. Do you know what cloud spotting is?
No.
Oh, you just look at clouds, various clouds, and kind of enjoy the different shapes and maybe engage in imagining what they could represent, you know, seeing some kind of pictures in clouds and so on.
I like doing that with stars. Especially, summer stars when I'm out of Belgrade, because in Belgrade you cannot see so much stars on the sky.
But light pollution.
Yeah, light pollution, exactly. Yeah. And when you're outside Belgrade, there's so many stars in the summer, especially. So I like to sit down in the night and look up in the sky.
Yes, this is really amazing thing that fills a lot of people with awe. Okay, the other thing is finding something interesting to do. Last night, I had a dream that I was stuck in a lift. In my dream, a lift stop between two floors, and I took out a book to read while waiting for people to repair the lift. But somehow, the book fell into the shaft in that track between the wall and the lift. So I was thinking, what do I do now? And there are actually a lot of things that we can do, even if that kind of situation, when there is nothing there, let's say your mobile phone is not working there, and there is nothing there. Can you give me an example of what you would do in that situation, probably, if you didn't have your mobile phone, or let's say it's out of range, or out of charge, you don't have any books?
For me, it's easy. In that moment, I'm starting thinking about something. I have an example when I'm traveling to see my girlfriend, because, you know, she lives in other city. I'm watching something on my phone. But after 15 or 20 minutes, I get bored. So I turn off my mobile phone and I close my eyes and I'm thinking.
And thinking
about
what?
Something. I don't know. I always find some subject, something to think about.
A lot of people do that, but unfortunately, those thoughts are often something that is highly emotionally charged and charged in a negative way. So what I mean by that is, like in my dream, people may start panicking. Oh, what if the lift crashes? Or you may start thinking about some other catastrophes that may happen and things like that. Of course, it helps with boredom, because it's kind of exciting to think about wrong things that can happen. And I suspect that sometimes people do really think about unlikely but possible catastrophes because they're bored.
Boredom is the devil's playground.
Devil's playground, indeed. But obviously, the consequence is that you make yourself unhappy or nervous or anxious and so on. So it's a very good idea to engage in some kind of daydreaming and thinking and so on, but to avoid thoughts that trigger negative emotions. And if you can't do that, there are many other things that can be done. Let's say if you're stuck in the lift, you can do some exercises, you can do yoga, you can solve some mental problem trying to escape, rehearse a particular role or a speech, write a novel in your mind, and so on and so on. Always in any situation, even if you're on the proverbial desert island, you may find something that you can do, either in your mind or physically.
Okay, Nash, we spoke about what to do if we are bored because nothing is happening. But what can we do if we are bored because of what is happening?
Well, there are two options in this case, too. We can either change the situation. So let's say if you're bored at the party, you can simply leave or suggest some party game or some kind of activity that would make that event more interesting. The other option is we can change our attitude, find a way to get interested. The question that arises here is when we should choose the first option, when we should choose the second option. That depends on how worthwhile that situation is. If the boring situation is also not worthwhile, just leave it. Changing the situation may be a good idea. However, if the situation is worthwhile, changing your attitude towards that situation may be really better. So let's say if that party is, I don't know, a birthday party of your relative, you don't want to leave because you will offend them, those people matter to you, and so on. But you also don't want to torture yourself with being bored. So one thing that you can do is change your attitude. Any ideas how to do that?
When I was younger and I was doing something boring, I was waking up my competitive nature. For example, I was doing maths. It was especially boring for me. I was thinking, okay, my friend Stefan and my friend Milos, they are doing better than me, so I'm gonna get better no matter how I'm bored with this. I need to get better than them.
Right. So your competitive nature help you to carry on with the task that you find boring. That's very good. But I want to raise the stakes here and suggest a few things that we can do, because even if that strategy you mentioned may work, but the problem with that, you're still bored. You're still kind of forcing yourself to do that for reasons that maybe make you get through that particular activity, but it's a struggle because you still feel bored. Now, I think it would be better if we can actually deal with that boredom. So to approach to that task kind of with being interested. Imagine that. Do you think that would be possible to find ways to feel that doing math is interesting? No way,
No,
yeah?
no way. When I was younger, no way.
When I was
When I was
younger.
young, yeah,
Okay.
when I was younger, it was especially boring. I was always,
Yeah.
I like social studies more than
What would you do now if you had to do maths now, if you have to study maths now? They send you back to
listen,
school.
I from time to time I find something interesting in maths. Maybe I'm influenced by my girlfriend because she's very much into maths.
Right. Actually, there is a research indicating that if we do something with the person we are interested in, that activity becomes interesting too. So, for example, if you find going to gym boring, you may go with somebody that you're interested in, and suddenly all the treadmills and everything else will become very interesting.
Yes, I did. I did it. I did it. And after 1 year, it became boring again, I must say.
Yeah, it can certainly happen. So let's see what else we can do. Particularly when we're talking about boring activities, which is very important because usually when you do something boring, you can't engage with your mobile phone or things like that to help you. So you do need to find an internal way to deal with that sense of boredom. And the most important thing in this respect that you need to do is to take boredom as a challenge within a challenge. Let's say writing a report or completing an assignment is a task that you find boring. You then take boredom as a challenge within that challenge. So you first address boredom itself, and then you address that challenge, that task, your report or your assignment or whatever it is. So deal with boredom first. That's the trick. Now, to do that, what we need is to see first why we get bored in the first place. And there
could be
several reasons for that. Being closed, refusing to engage, ignorance, lack of knowledge. Knowledge is very important. For example, the football match is boring for those who don't understand the rules. What you see is just 20 people in shorts passing ball to each other. You need to know a few things about football in order to get interested. Then self-importance, those who feel more important than anything or anybody else, often feel bored. And pretending that you are bored in order to leave an impression of being cool, superior, which in itself can become a trap. Have you ever met people like that? I certainly have when I was younger and going to parties, things like that. And you were usually guys kind of standing in a corner with a cigarette and just acting as I'm so bored with all this. I'm above all of that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, I think everyone, every one of us did.
Yeah. Everybody knows somebody like that, but nobody is like that, right?
Yeah.
Then another reason that we get bored are positive expectations, because they attach you to the future and you're ignoring the present. For example, if you're just waiting for a person you fancy to turn up at a party, you may miss the fun because, you know, you're just waiting for that person to come and everything else is gray and dull until that moment, until that person arrives. There are also negative expectations, deciding in advance that something or somebody will be boring. Does that happen sometimes to you? You know, you go somewhere and you think, oh, this is going to be boring.
Yeah, it happened earlier in my life, but now I'm trying to be open-minded about that.
So it's happening less?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be open-minded about that? Like not say, give it a chance.
Or try not to expect negative or positive. Just.
I think I like this saying of one Scottish-American author, Helen McGuinness, who said, nothing is interesting if you are not interested.
Yeah.
And that summarizes actually what we want to talk about here. So you need to be actively interested in something for that to become interesting. And there are a few ways of doing that. First of all, don't be afraid of and don't allow yourself to be driven by boredom. The most important thing is not to be afraid of boredom. So take the situation as a challenge rather than immediately trying to run away because you're afraid of boredom. Then, as you mentioned earlier on, open up. The more you open up to the possibilities that a situation offers, the more likely it is that you will find something interesting in that situation.
Yeah, we talked about openness.
Yes, we spoke about it in the previous podcast. So just want to add an example to that. If you're bored waiting for a bus or train, what you can do? Let's just forget about mobile phones.
I know, I'm watching cars. I'm watching people. I'm watching people's faces. I'm trying to imagine what they're thinking in that moment. I like that sometimes.
Yeah.
I like
so
to do that.
We can always observe and study people around us.
World around us.
The world around us. Yeah, you're right. We can be linked to that. It's really important to be curious. Let's see what we can learn, what we can understand, explore, discover in any given situations. And there's always something to learn and discover. We can also engage with others If it's appropriate, of course. Sometimes this is not always appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know about that because more often than not, I'm in the bus, for example. Sometimes people that I don't know are approaching me and talking about their lives. And sometimes you just want to be alone with your thoughts.
Right, so that hides certain dangers, like engaging with other people may actually increase your boredom.
Yeah.
In that situation, if possible, you can move away, excuse yourself,
Yep.
or the other way is to treat that as a challenge and try to find
Yeah.
something interesting in that situation and maybe interesting in their story and interesting in their character or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just simply, you may find interesting dealing with the boredom itself. You know, when you take it as a challenge, that may be interesting in itself. One thing that's also helpful is to relax. Relaxing, it will help you feel less bored. This is why people don't get bored when they're sunbathing, because they're very much relaxed.
No.
You may want to be creative. For example, if you're listening to a lecture and you get bored, you may doodle or do some drawings and so on. You may find a purpose or value in the particular situation. So this is what you mentioned earlier on. For example, if you really don't like doing something, but you find it meaningful, it's easier. You may want to be kind of proactive, engaging more. So if you find a particular meeting boring, think about and ask an interesting question, something like that, because we are never bored listening to ourselves. We are only bored listening to others.
Yeah. Also.
Add imagination to spice up things. For example, imagine that you're a journalist who has to write an assignment to report. What would a journalist do to investigate that topic? You need to write in a boring report, but imagine you're a journalist. What would you do? How would you make it more interesting for your readers? Imagine people reading that and you want to make it really good and interesting for them. So again, take this situation as a challenge. But the other example is you're saying you have a quite vivid imagination. Let's go back to the situation of somebody approaching you who is boring. How can you use your imagination to deal with that?
How would I use? That's a good question. I wouldn't use it when I'm with someone. When I'm alone, I would use. But when I'm with someone, I would try it to finish that conversation as soon as possible in a fine way.
But what if you can't finish that conversation? Let's say for some reason you.
That happened to me. It happened once in a tram.
Right.
And that person was so obnoxiously boring that in the end I got out from the tram 3 stops earlier.
Let's now take it as a challenge and see what else you could have done in that situation.
Except run away.
Except run away. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
I don't know. I think it depends on our mood in that moment.
What about one of these things that you covered so far? Can you use your imagination in that situation to help you, for example?
Maybe what you said about the journalists, that is a good example and a good thing, but I never liked journalists so much. So I don't know. Maybe I can use this for some story of mine tomorrow, funny story or something like that. I don't know.
Right, yes. So you wouldn't imagine, you know, sometimes people tend to draw funny noses or funny ears on photos of people that they don't like very much. You wouldn't imagine something like that when you are talking to somebody who is very boring, that the ears are growing out and become like ears of a Spock character from Star Trek.
It depends of the story. If they're telling something that is heavy,
Yeah.
then I wouldn't do that. But if they would tell me something that is pretty much irrelevant, maybe I would do that. Maybe I
Yeah,
would.
it's really a question of respect, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes, of course, but also is the question of respect. If you don't have it in yourself that, I don't know, how would I call the thing to realize that you are boring someone?
Yes, that's also disrespectful. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I would say in situations like this, counterintuitively, I would also relax. We get tense because we don't want the other person to see that we feel utterly bored. We are afraid that we'll see that if we relax, or that we will do something funny or say something that may be inappropriate. So we want to keep ourselves down. We get really tense. But actually, the chance that something bad will happen, it's very small. And yet relaxing. You know, I don't know if you ever get into that state. So somebody just talking, and you get really bored. But you relax and you get almost in that kind of state between, it's called hypnagogic state, between being awake and being asleep. And suddenly you're not bored anymore. You still hear that flow of words that are coming from another person, but you feel almost like a Buddhist monk, detached from that a little bit and not bored. And you can get in that state simply by relaxing. The other thing that you can do, find something that may be relevant for you. I remember, at least in the past, not anymore for some reason, but in the past, go to party and you have a chat with other people there. Very often they want to, particularly men, they want to talk about football or sports. And I'm really not interested in that. Mm-hmm. However, I try to find something that is relevant for them and for me. So we start talking then about a psychology of football.
And some that's, common ground. Yeah.
Yeah, some common ground, indeed. Yeah, yeah. There are a few more activities, a few more strategies or things that we can do when we feel bored, and our listeners can find them on our website.
Yes, I think we covered all. Thank you very much, Nesh.
And as always, if our listeners have any questions, please write to us on info@personalwellbeingcenter. Center is spelled in British way, CENTRE.org.
Thank you, Nesh.
All the best.